Here comes Royce. Big steps to the rack. Left hand finish. Oh, working right to left. Rolls Royce for two.
It's Royce O'Neal. Here's your Jazz Game Rewind.
Hey, this is Andrew Sorensen with your Jazz Game Rewind. With the Jazz coming off their six-game road trip, that seventh game was canceled in Washington. Back at home against the Atlanta Hawks, they easily win this one 116-92, thanks in part to a great three-point shooting night from the whole team.
Conley, left corner, three up and in. Trae Young is not known for his defense, and the Jazz have come right out and attacked him. Mike Conley with the number 10 on this back in gold. Gives to Bogdanovich, right corner. O'Neal drives the baseline, throws it back out, catch and shoot. Donovan Mitchell, pow! Here's Conley off a Gobert pick. Bounces the top to Donovan. Goes back up on his tippy toes, but stays down. Works to his right, fires it off the bounce, three and hits. Donovan's got 20 points in the first half. There's a floater by Trae Young, is way off. Here comes Clarkson. Finds a cross-court pass to Conley, gives to Niang. Left corner, three, open up the mini door and slide the triplets in.
Jazz hitting 23s tonight marks the fourth time this season they've had 20 or more threes in a game. Coming into this season, there's only six times in Jazz history that they've hit 20 or more threes. Now, it also helps when your opponent only hits five of their threes. Tonight, Atlanta 5 of 28, that's 17% from behind the arc. Jazz 20 of 44 means they were 45% from behind the arc, and that's what ultimately led to this somewhat blowout. Towards the end, it got a little messy for Atlanta. Let's go ahead and listen in. That's when the Jazz really blew this one open. This is the middle of the fourth quarter. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone.
Conley at the top. Man-to-man defense this time. Clarkson pops out to the right side, fires a three. Sweet music for Jordan Clarkson, and it's 85-74, Jazz by 11. Fires the three straight away, nicks the bottom of the iron. Gobert snares his another rebound. He's got a double-double all ready for the Jazz tonight. And a whistle, and George Niang gets caught by Rajon Rondo and knocks him over, and that's a foul on George Niang. 85-74, Jazz by 11. 36 seconds left, third quarter. Rajon Rondo with the basketball. Two-time NBA champ. Top to Herter. Ooh, deep three over Oney. No good. Rebound Niang. He's playing two for one right there. 5 for 10 tonight. Jazz by 11. Conley, 13 points in the meter running.
Find it interesting that they got, was that Hill guarding Conley for the most
part? Now guarding Clarkson. And he fouls Clarkson.
That means the Jazz now will get the last shot of the quarter.
Hey, Goodwin here, checks in for Rondo. Rondo's on a minutes restriction, I think. Actually, Tony Snell and Okongwu were on minute restrictions tonight. I don't think either of them's going to reach it. Tony Snell hasn't played, and we haven't seen Okongwu in the second half. Conley, 7 seconds left. Crosses over on Reddish. Gets in the lane. Switches left to right. Corkscrews his shoulder to clear space and hits. 3.3 seconds left. Goodwin at that midcourt. Misses the shot, and the rebound won't be corralled by anyone as the Jazz take a few body blows, but by the end, they still have a standing eight count on the Hawks. 87-74, Jazz by 13 on the Jazz Radio Network. Utah Jazz are in the midst of a fabulous defensive night tonight. The best way to say it is league average points per 100 possessions is 110, maybe a little higher. Whenever the Jazz are at their top level, they hold you to below a point of possession. If the Jazz hold someone to below a point of possession, they win at a remarkable rate. 2 years ago, they did it all the time. Well, now you've got an offensive team who's capable of it. They've done it their last two games. They've done it through three quarters tonight. Full court pressure by Atlanta leaves Mia Oney wide open for a three-angle left, and he hits it, and the Jazz are up 16. And that's the Jazz 15th three of the night. Pass goes down low to steal. Jazz with it. Live ball. Here's Clarkson. Ball fakes a three. Resets Oney. Thinks about going. Gives it back to Conley. Guarded by the diminutive Goodwin. He rolls off a pick. Hesitates. Now drives. Gets in the paint. Bounces to Oney. Attacking with left hand. Chest back to Conley. Ball fakes and penetration. Hangs in the air out to Oney. Oney takes one dribble to his left. Settles himself. Fires a three and it wedges. great ball move. That's got to be fun, Ron, when you're just playing like that.
Woo.
They're just moving it right now. The jump ball between Gobert and Capella.
They really got the jump at the beginning of the ball game. See if he can do it again.
Rudy, it was stunning. We looked it up at some point last year. It's not with as many jump balls as you would have thought.
Well,
he won that one.
I think you and I talked about this last year because it's not a quick jumper. I mean, he was getting out jumped.
Conley, pick and roll. Great patience to the rack. Gobert finishes in a foul. Ron Boone, if we could put a capsule on one pick and roll and everything you've been talking about all year about those two, that's it right there.
Yeah, it was perfectly thrown because Rudy got a chance to elevate off one leg. And you see how high he was? No way Capella could block that shot. Rudy now with 14 points.
Jazz are back up by 18. Free throw's good. Jazz have hit 15 threes to the Hawks 3. That has been the script for blowouts this year.
What's fascinating, the Hawks have been averaging 14 makes and 40 attempts. They're not even getting attempts enough.
Jazz are having a fabulous defensive night. Hunter working the left side. Oney all over him. Driving into the lane. Jump stop. Puts it apart at the glass. Wildly no good. Super D. Rebound. Gobert. Jazz running. Here comes Clarkson. Right side. 3. Pow! Oh, that's gorgeous basketball. And the bench explodes for the Jazz as they go up 22. Atlanta wants a timeout. Oh, dear. Oh, mercy. They can't take any more.
And as you heard David mention there, the key to tonight's win, the Jazz defense. They held Atlanta to 92 points, only making 5 of their 28 attempts from behind the line. And when you're putting up that kind of defense, you're making it that hard on your opponent to score a basket. You're going to get some wins, and it doesn't hurt that your offense was also firing on all cylinders. Tonight, Rudy Gobert, the center of that defense, 13 rebounds and 4 blocks.
They get it back to Young, Donovan with him. He works the right side of the lane to the basket. Gobert blocks the shot. Rebound comes out to Clarkson. Blocked with his left hand. Conley pick and rolls Gobert's where they end up, and Conley pushes up a push shot. No good. Offensive rebound, Rudy. Reverse side layup up and in. Rudy's dominating Clint Capella right now.
Other players of note, Donovan Mitchell would lead the offense with 26 points, going 6 for 10 from behind the arc. Off the bench, Clarkson would lead all bench scorers with 16. He would struggle early in the game, but was one of the key players to really break this one wide open in the third and in the fourth. The Jazz are next in action this Sunday against the Nuggets here at Vivint Arena. It's a 6 p.m. Mountain Time tip. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of your Jazz Game Rewind. Thank you for listening. I'm Andrew Sorensen, and go Jazz!